Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's just gone 16 minutes past the hour of 9 this wonderful, beautiful Friday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we can value and give this day the due respect that it ought to be given. This is the greatest day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us, for the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we can live this day in His total and complete obedience and carrying out the Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Friday morning, it is the time between 9 and 10 that we have the Sahaba focus, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire within our hearts the true love for the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and in order to gain this love for Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, we have to learn about their lives, we have to study their lives, and we have to make an effort to try and practice on the teachings that they have brought forward to us, the teachings of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know that when he was born as an orphan, and his beloved and blessed mother had to take care of him. It was the custom of that time, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the children of that time used to be sent to the villages to be nurtured, etc. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then given over to a very, very, very fortunate lady, and that is the lady that we know as Hazrat Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was blessed with looking after, taking care of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The initial agreement was for about 2 years, and she returned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after 2 years to his honored mother, and there was a plague in the area, and she took the child Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to her village, and she looked after Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a further 2 years. So she was very fortunate. In fact, the first lady that breastfed Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a slave girl by the name of Hazrat Suwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And thereafter, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, then after a few days, had handed him over into the care of Halima Sa'diyya. Really, a very, very fortunate lady to be blessed with the opportunity of taking care of the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, and that is none other than Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, our guest on the program, Mawlana Muhammad Aku, who is from the Darul Uloom in Newcastle, Mawlana will be speaking to us about that aspect of the life of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was taken care of by Hazrat Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it's amazing to see that this lady was a poor lady. When she took Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into her hands, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had filled her entire life with blessings, with barakat, how rich she became, how her family started enjoying the lifestyle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now blessed them with. Barakat and blessings continued to rain upon this family so long as they were looking after the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama teach us the very important lesson for this, that if today we obviously know that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alive, he's not here amongst with us, he is alive in his qabr, but he's not alive with us today, but his sunnah is still there with us. If we will look after, if we will protect, if we will honor the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy and kindness will grant us those barakats and those blessings. Let us listen to this attentively.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. To all our respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these valuable lives that we are studying. Really, everyone we study, we find that there's so much to learn, and there's so much of specialities in them. This is such an individual. From her chest, the blessed messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drink milk. On her lap did the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit. And it was from her eloquence that the greatest messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be nurtured and be trained. Who is this individual? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the womb of his mother. Her name was Amina. Ulama explained that nothing was a coincidence. That was the womb of aman, amnesty, peace and tranquility. And then he came into this world. The first individual to breastfeed him was a woman by the name of Suwaiba. Suwayba. Suwayba breastfed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She also fed Hamza, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's uncle. So Hamza then becomes the foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she also breastfed Abu Salama ibn Abd al-Asad, famous Sahabi Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. Then it was the nature of the Arabs that they would send their children out to be best breastfed in the wilderness, to get them far out of the main city life, because the life of the wilderness is always purer, the oxygen there is better, the environment is better, and everything is natural. They become stronger, they become more immune to diseases, and they master the Arabic lugha from a very tender age. Abdul Muttalib also was looking for some foster mothers for his grandson. And then all these women came in from the different regions, and some from the Banu Sa'd area. And they came to take some children. All of them saw Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but none of them wanted him. They all said that this is an orphan child. What will his mother be able to do for us? If a woman would take care of a child, the father would see how well the child was taken care of, and he would spend on this family handsomely. So they would say that this child is a yatim. Ma asa an taf'ala ummu. What will his mother be able to do for us? She won't pay us properly. Rather leave it. So whoever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered to, refused to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until Halima. Halima was her name. Halima bint Abi Dhu'ayb. Halima bint Abi Dhu'ayb radiyallahu anha. She comes from the Banu Sa'd tribe. She comes to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother Amina. And Amina asks her, which tribe are you from? And what's your name? So she gave her name. And then Amina says, قِيلَ لِي ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ إِسْتَرْضِعِي إِبْنَكِ فِي بَنِي سَعَدْ إِبْنِ بَكْرٍ ثُمَّ فِي آلِ أَبِي ذُعَيْبٍ. She says, it was told to me in my dream for 3 nights consecutively that seek suckling for your child in the Banu Sa'd bin Bakr family, meaning Sa'diyya. Halima is Sa'diyya. And the family, to be precise, must be the Alu Abi Zu'ayb, the Abu Zu'ayb family. And Halima radiyallahu anha is Halima bintu, the daughter of Abu Zu'ayb. So Halima says, my husband is Abu Zu'ayb, and I also come from the Banu Zu'ayb family. So then she says, I took this child. But at first I didn't want the child, being an orphan. But I felt shy. How do I go home without taking a child? And everyone else had found a child. Halima now, she narrates her journey with such eloquence. It's such a beautiful piece of Arabic literature. With such eloquence, she renders her experience. Really, in the Arabic language, it sounds so beautiful. Ibn Ishaq reports that Halima, radiallahu anha, narrates. She says, I came from my city, from my town, with my husband and my little child, with some other people from the Banu Sa'd bin Bakr family and from my region. And we were looking for these infants, you know, to be able to earn something also. And it was a year full of drought. And there was nothing left after the drought. So I was riding my donkey. It was like a gray color, or, you know, Amara, and we had one camel. But by Allah, the camel wouldn't give us a drop of milk. And the entire night we could not sleep because of the cry of my child. مَا فِي ثَدِي مَا يُغْنِيهِ وَمَا فِي شَارِفِنَا مَا يُغَذِّيهِ. In my chest, there wasn't anything to nourish him, nor in the, or to avail him and remove his hunger. And there wasn't in my camel what could nourish him. But we hoped for Allah's help. We hoped for the help of Allah Ta'ala. As we were coming, the entire caravan is traveling together, but I was right behind everyone because our conveyance was very weak. When we came to Makkah, we went to interview the families of those children. Whoever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered to would refuse to take care of him, saying that he is an orphan. Because obviously we would hope that the father of the child would give us, spend on us handsomely. And when we would say, yatim, what could his mother do? What could his grandfather do? It's different when there's a father. So that was the reason why we were not happy of taking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone, then a few days passed, we were about to return. I went back to my tent where I pitched it. All the others had found children to take care of and breastfeed, except myself. We were about to leave the next morning, and I said to my husband, everyone returns with a child and I don't. Let me take that orphan child. My husband said, La alayki, no problem in that. Rather take that child. Allah will put barakat. Asallahu an yaj'ala lana fihi barakah. Allah will put barakat. She says, I went to him. I took this child. And she says, at first what made me take the child was I felt there's no other child to take. But actually, my respected listeners, Allah chose Halima to take care of this child. Allah chose Halima, radiallahu anha, to take care of the greatest of Allah's creation. That says the report is clear. Amina was shown, this is the family you give your child to. That's why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once remarked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Nabi of Allah, your eloquence is so pure and immaculate. Your language is so pure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admitted, I am first from Quraysh, I'm from the Quraysh tribe, and I was suckled amongst the Banu Sa'd tribe. Meaning, they were the masters of eloquence. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Arabic was of a very high level, the highest of all. So Halima says, I took this child. I went home, meaning to my tent where we were staying the night. As soon as I put him to my chest, immediately my chest was filled, was lactating with milk. He drank abundantly. He drank how much he wanted. He drank and the milk didn't get finished. He drank until he was quenched and satiated. His brother also drank, Abdullah, his foster brother, meaning my son, Halima's son, until he was satiated. And they both slept nicely that night. Allahu Akbar. Halima radiallahu anha says, وَمَا كُنَّا نَنَامُ مَعَهُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. Before that, with my son, we couldn't sleep at night. Because all night he would cry. And then my husband took a look at the camel, and the udder of the camel was filled with milk. It was actually dripping. He milked the camel, he drank, I drank, and we were satiated. فَبِتْنَا بِخَيْرِ لَيْلَى. Halima says, that was the best night thus far in our life. فَبِتْنَا بِخَيْرِ لَيْلَى. She says, my husband told me, you know, Halima, تَعْلَمِي وَاللَّهِ يَا حَلِيمَةَ لَقَدْ أَخَذْتِ نَسَمَةً مُبَارَكَةً لَقَدْ أَخَذْتِ نَسَمَةً مُبَارَكَةً. You have taken a blessed soul. You have taken a blessed child. She says, I really hope so. My respected listeners, Halima radiallahu anha opened her chest for Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah blessed her life. Her body was blessed. There was milk in her chest. There was milk in the animal. When she goes home, her life was changed. There was barakat in her home. There was barakat in her flock. By Allah, my respected listeners, open our chest. Open our hearts. Open our hearts for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open our hearts for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open our bosoms and our chests for the deen of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Feel for the deen. Feel for the deen. By Allah, Allah will bless our lives. Our whole life will be mubarak. Our whole life will be barakat. We'll see barakat in every aspect of our lives. We'll find barakat through the barakat of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a child who was yateem, often no one wanted him. Today deen has become yateem. No one sees the importance of deen. No one takes it as my deen. No one wants to practice the deen. We are neglecting the deen. The janazas of the sunnat and the teachings and the practices of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exiting our home, coming out of the home. We're not prepared to practice the sunnah. Why? What we feel? It is just a sunnat. Allah forgive us. Sahaba were such. It is sunnat. That's why I have to practice it. We are such. No, it's only sunnat. Allah forgive us. The tone with which we say it could be kufr on certain occasions. We have to be careful how we speak in regards to the deen and the sunnat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnat is not to be neglected. Sunnat is not to be forfeited. Sunnat is to be emulated. Sunnat is to be practiced. Sunnat is to be uplifted. Sunnat is to be imparted. It is the perfect way. Quran declares, all tell them, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. Who? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, yuhbibukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. What is the result of that? Allah will love you. Allah will forgive your sins. This is true love of sunnat. This is true love of the deen, my respected listeners. Let us take deen to heart. Let us take deen to heart. Deen is so perfect. Deen is so beautiful. In our homes, our salvation is deen. Peace will come with deen. In our businesses, success, barakat, happiness, protection will come through deen, through sunnat. In the marketplace, our deen is not confined to the masjid. Masjid is part of deen. Our deen is in every aspect and facet of our life. My respected Allah. Look at how Allah blessed Halima. She says, even the camel was filled with milk. فَبِتْنَا بِخَيْرِ لَيْلَى. She says, we spent the most amazing night. It was the best ever. My husband told me, yes, this is a Mubarak child. I said, by Allah, I really hope so. And yes, it is so, my respected Messenger. Allah chose Halima. What a woman would she have been for Allah Ta'ala to choose her. She says, we went, I rode on my donkey, I put Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on it, and by Allah, فَوَاللَّهِ لَقَطَعْتُ بِالرَّكْبِ مَا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ حُمُرِهِمْ. I superseded them all. Their donkeys couldn't go as fast as mine. And my friends are telling me, يَبْنَةَ أَبِي ذُعَيْبِ, يَبْنَةَ أَبِي ذُعَيْبِ, O Abu Dhu'ayb's daughter, come, what happened? Isn't this the same donkey you came with? You came along with? I would tell them, yes, it's the same one. And they would say, something happened here. Inna laha la sha'nan. Inna laha sha'nan. They didn't realize it was the barakat of the child. The barakat of the child. The donkey was going faster. The donkey was rejuvenated. Sunnat will rejuvenate every aspect of our life. Let's have yaqeen on sunnah. Ta'asul ilaha wa anta tuzhiru hubba. تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه هذا لعمري في القياس شنيع لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. You disobey Allah and you claim you love Him. This really is something illogical. It makes no sense at all. هذا لعمري في القياس شنيع. It is despicable. If your love was sincere, you would have obeyed. Because the lover is obedient. He's obedient to his beloved. So we have to bring the sunnat. We have to love the sunnat. Allah will bless our lives. We'll see barakat in our children. We'll see barakat in our offspring. She says, we went home. And even at home, there was barakat. There wasn't a piece of ground at that time that I knew that was more dry than my land. But Allah made it. It was revitalized. And even my flock would come and go. Before it would go and come in starvation and leanness and weakness, now it would come satiated, filled with milk. We would milk the flock and we would drink. And our neighbors around us also couldn't have milk because of the drought. Even those around would see my flock coming back. They would say to their shepherds, what is wrong with you all? Can't you see where Halima's shepherd is grazing? And they'll graze our animals the same place. But still theirs would come back feeble and weak. And my flock would come back well satiated, full with milk. And we continued seeing the barakat and the khair from Allah Ta'ala in those full 2 years. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very special. وَكَانَ يَشِبُّ شَبَابًا لَا يُشْبِهُ الْغِلْمَانِ. He grew faster than other children. There was barakat in him. And even when those 2 years had elapsed, he was already well built, and he was strong, and he was solid. 2 years had passed, and now it was very, very sad for me to lose the company of this blessed child. I was very, very worried. I was perturbed, and I was depressed. I took the child back to his mother, but I requested her, please, Amina, this child, I don't want this child to grow up in Makkah. I want this child to be by me, in my area, far away from all the problems and the diseases and corruption. So Amina, she really wanted her child, but her heart was so merciful. Her heart was so merciful, she allowed me to take the child back for another season, for another period. Probably what was expected was another period of 2 years, because they would take the child for periods of 2 years. لَيْتَكِ تَتْرُكِينَ بُنَيَّ عِنْدِي حَتَّى يَزْدَادَ فُتُوَّةً وَقُوَّةً فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ وَبَاءَ مَكَّى. I fear the diseases of Makkah upon this child, and I convinced her, she agreed to send the child back. And then we took the child home, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day asked his mother Halima, "Oh Ma, how come in the day I don't see my brothers and my sisters? Does he want to play with them?" So she would say that they're gone to graze the flock. They're gone to graze the flock. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, "I want to go with them." But Halima didn't want him to go, because it was very, very hot out there, and there was a kind of, difficulty and drought. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go, and then she allowed him to go. Halima says that when I weaned him off after his period of 2 years, he already was speaking properly, and what he would say, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. This is what he used to say. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Halima radiallahu anha says, and this comes in Khasa'is al-Kubra, that this child was so just, that sometimes I would give him milk on one side to drink, and then I would turn him to the other side after he drank on the one side. He would refuse to drink. So to say, keeping the share for his brother. This was the justice in this little child. This was the justice of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that age already. This is the beauty of our deen, my respected listener. Justice. To be fair. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a child is portraying to mankind justice. There was a great ruler by the name of Uthman. Uthman was the founder of the Ottoman Empire. He was such a great individual. And he, being the ruler, he was also a qadi, a judge. And they ruled many lands of Christendom. They had taken over it. And Christians loved to live under the Ottomans, because the Ottomans were people of integrity and justice. They were fair and they were kind even to non-Muslims. And many, many accepted Islam through them. So one day a case was brought before this great ruler. And he hears out the case. And he makes decision that the Christian is on the right. So the Christian was shocked and said, "How do you say so when I am not of your religion?" He says, "My Quran teaches me. Our Islam teaches us. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا." Allah commands you that when you decide, when you pass decision and judgment between mankind, بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, you judge with justice. And Allah has commanded you with the best of injunctions, because Allah Ta'ala knows all and sees all. Respected listeners, Allah is not saying only be just with Muslims. Allah says, Allah instructs, be just with mankind. This is the beauty of our deeds. And our Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Our Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us this while he's drinking milk in his suckling stages. Justice. So anyway, he asked Halima's permission. Can I go with them? Oh my mother, why am I not seeing them in the day? So she allowed me. Because they used to go early in the morning and come back late at night. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go with them and come back with them. But he would go happily and come back happily. But one day, it was midday, and his foster brothers came back crying and rushing. Mother, father, abati, ummah, quickly save my brother Muhammad. I think he might be passed away. What happened? They quickly rushed towards that direction. Because they said one man came and snatched him away from amongst us and took him somewhere. And anyway, when they came, they find Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting there. He was a little pale and he was looking at the sky and he was smiling. Halima hugged him and said, my child, may I be sacrificed for you. What happened? So he said, don't worry, all good, my mother. Ya Ummah, oh my beloved mother. Just here, three men came and Saqqus Sadr took place. The famous incident of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being opened. And they took out the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was dipped in the water of Zamzam with this goblet from Jannat, and then it was closed again. Anyway, at that, Halima was worried. What will happen to this child now? I don't want anything wrong to happen while he's here in my care and protection. So Halima decided with her husband, we have to now, sadly, but we have to take him back to his mother. Now when I presented him to his mother was quite perturbed that why do you all want to bring him back now? Not that I don't want him, but something might have happened, tell me. Halima at first was reluctant, she didn't want to say. And Amina says, few months ago, you were so eager on keeping my child. No, now he's strong, he'll manage, you know, to bear the environment. Amina says, just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Usduqini al-khabar. Because you are not one just to leave this child for what you are saying. Because you know this child and I know this child. So Amina insisted and Halima then presented the entire incident of what happened. Then Amina says, هل تخوفتي عليه الشيطان يا حليمة? Are you worried that the devil might have an influence on this child, O Halima? Halima says, hey, I'm really worried. It mustn't be something that will hurt him. Amina says, Kalla wallah, mali shaitani alayhi min sabih. By Allah, shaitan has no ability to touch this child. This child is very, very special. Even when I bore him, even when he was in my stomach, he was very, very special. She says, Ya'lami annaki, that even lahamaltuhu, fama kuntu ajidu ma tajidu nisa'u min alhamal. When I carried him in my stomach, there wasn't takleef and pain like women normally feel when there's children in their stomach. And this child, I was told that you'll be giving birth to a son and you call him Ahmad, he'll be the leader of the entire universe. And even when he was born, لَقَدْ وَقَعَ مُعْتَمِدًا عَلَىٰ يَدَيْ رَافِعًا رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He came out and he placed his hands on the ground and his feet also on the ground, and then he raised his head to the sky. Whatever he did was different from others. And then Amina says that from me, while he was in my stomach, I saw Noor. Noor came out of my stomach. From that Noor, I could see the palaces of Busra, right in Sham. I could see those palaces. And when I gave birth to him, he raised his head to the sky. So don't worry. This child is protected by Allah. So anyway, Halima and her husband Harith, they returned and they were very, very sad on departing and leaving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi of Allah, Allah has given us, my respected listen. Halima radiallahu anha lived a long life, but imagine how happy she would have been that the same child that was an orphan, that she grew up on her lap, had then become the leader of the entire world and became the guide to mankind. And then years later, when was it exactly? It was after Fath-e-Makkah.
It was after Fath Makkah. What happened after Fath Makkah? A battle took place called Hunain, where the Hawazin people were planning to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the people of Hawazin were as strong as Quraysh. So they always wanted to compete with Quraysh. Now because Quraysh had lost, they felt, okay, we will conquer and we will take Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on. So they rallied a big army against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with the 10,000 Sahaba, and there were 2,000 new Muslims. They also joined. And people who are new, there's a lot of effort needed on them. Like some commented that, okay, today we will never lose because of number. But they didn't realize actually all their life it was not victory because of number. It was victory because of the help of Allah. They couldn't say that no, because our numbers are good, we can't lose today was incorrect. And then this incident of Hunain took place. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave the Muslims victory. Those who were new ran away at first, and afterwards Allah Ta'ala gave them the strength and they came back. Then what happened was, there was a lot of booty. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Ta'if. And then from Ta'if he returned to a place called Ji'irrana. And in Ji'irrana he made a umrah. That was the place where the booty was kept, was preserved. And just there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mother comes. Halima Sa'diyah, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he sees her, he became so happy, he took out his shawl, he put it down, he made her sit, and he said, my mother. That was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his mother. This is the respect of the mother, my respected lover. And this is the foster mother. Imagine what respect we must have for our mothers. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, we must have respect. Never be disrespectful to the mother. Quran declares obedience and love for the parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Quran says, show ihsan and kindness to your parents. Be loving to your parents. The poet says so beautifully, لِأُمِّكَ حَقٌ لَوْ عَلِمْتَ كَبِيرُ كَثِيرُكَ يَا هَذَا لَدَيْهِ يَسِيرُ. Your mother has so much of haqq, oh my friend, that no matter what you can do, no matter how much you can do for her, it's still little in comparison to what she did for you. And then he says, remember when you were little and filth emanated from you, she cleansed you and still loved you, and how much of taklif you gave her. And when you were ill, she felt as though she was ill and she couldn't bear it. All of this she did because of her love for you. So the love of the mother is so much. Deen teaches us to love our parents and respect our parents. So Halima radiallahu anha came there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed her so much of respect. And then who came afterwards there was a woman by the name of Shima bintul Harith al-Sa'diyah. Shima was actually among the captives, and then she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Shima is telling everybody that I am your messenger's sister, foster sister. They didn't believe it. Anyway, when she came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, O Nabi of Allah, I am your sister, your foster sister. Allah's Nabi said, do you have any sign in that regard? She says, I was carrying you on one occasion. Because she was much more elder, a bigger child of Halima and Harith. And I did something to you and you bit my back while I was carrying you on my lap. Allah's Nabi knew the sign and said, yes, why don't you stay by me? I will make your ikram and make all arrangements for you. That's one option. And if you want, I'll give you whatever gifts you want and you can go home. She said, rather give me something and let me go home. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her, made her ikram. He gave her 3 slaves, 1 female slave, cattle, flock. And she accepted Islam and then she returned. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make ikram. So we learn from there. Make ikram of our brothers and sisters. This is a beautiful practice in deen. Our brothers also we make ikram of. Our sisters also we will make ikram of. This is a practice in our beautiful deen. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our example in this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the only child of Abdullah and Amina. But his foster brothers and sisters were quite a few. Like his foster brothers and sisters. One was Abdullah bin Harith, who drank with him from the chest of Halima, and the other was his sister Anisa bint al-Harith, and the third was Hudaqa, and Hudaqa's name was Shima. She was known as Shima bint al-Harith. They grew up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make the ikram. We learn from here. Always make our brothers and sisters ikram. It doesn't mean your sister has moved out and staying elsewhere. We don't make her ikram. We must make ikram of our family members. We must make izzat of our family members. We must make izzat. See, this, Allah will bless us through this, and this is the beautiful sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow and emulate the beautiful lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What makes Halima radiallahu anha so special is that Allah chose her. Allah chose her to upbring the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وبارك الله فيكم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمته.